You've reached the sniffer. Hi, I'm Kathy.
Hi, I'm Nora.
Hi!
Stop that! You're mean. It's hot. It's hot. It's been like...
Well, then it should be little... hi.
Can you...
Hi!
Hi. Ooh, that's good. Welcome to the sniffer. Kathy, I have the first story.
You do. It's a good one, too. A really good one.
Yeah, it's kind of... I'm wondering whether the story was somehow planted by George Romero's... publicity people and to build up some enthusiasm for Land of the Dead, because I started seeing these headlines in little places today, zombie dogs, Night of the Living Dogs, and basically this is...
Look at, there's my dog.
Yeah, your dog looks like Night of the Living Dogs.
Hey!
Crashed out on the floor. But anyway, this is like researchers at Pittsburgh's Safar Center for Resuscitation Research have brought dogs back to life after they've been clinically dead for 3 hours.
Why?
I thought you were going to say, did you read that in the National Enquirer?
I was going to say, did you read that in the, what is it, your favorite? What's your favorite? The New Scientist?
The New Scientist. Yeah. Yeah. No, I did not read it in anything as reputable as New Scientist. But I think it is an actual story that what they've done is they take the blood out of the dogs and replace it with a saline solution. And then they chill the dogs down to 7 degrees Celsius. So their flesh is not frozen, but they're just kind of in suspense. So, and they're in a state of being clinically dead at that point. They left them that way for 3 hours and then brought them back to life.
How do they kill them?
I think by taking the blood out of them. Like, presumably they put them under and then they take the blood out of them and then replace it with a saline solution.
So how would something like that work? Actually, that could be kind of neat in like a car accident scenario or maybe on a battlefield. Like if you were losing a lot of blood and if paramedics or what do you call the guys on? The doctors on the field, MASH units or whatever. So they would carry that sort of... it could be used like that, right?
Yeah, I think that's the premise, actually, is that... you know how... defense technology basically drives all research, right? So I think it is partly the battlefield application, according to what I was reading, and then also, but just general medical stuff, right? If you have like a medical disaster or whatever, and people can't be treated right away, or they can't get the organ they need right away. But then it does raise a question of like, how long could you potentially keep people under in that state, right?
Yeah, okay. So it would be like, okay, let's suppose that I needed a new liver or something like that. So you could just, you know, like suck the blood out of me, fill me full of saline solution, shove me in a freezer that's 7 degrees Celsius, and then fill me full of new blood later, a new liver, new blood, and then jump start me? Is that what they do? Do they jump start the heart, or do you just come back to life when you get the blood?
I don't know. I mean, presumably, it didn't say, but I mean, presumably they have to actually start the heart, because the heart has stopped, otherwise they wouldn't be clinically dead. It's astonishing. And then, you know, it's like this sleeper scenario or something.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You said then Pittsburgh?
Yes, at
Land of George Bush. Am I sniffing anything about, you know, like they're not gonna like that, the Republicans? Like,
yeah, I mean, potentially, for sure. I mean, it is definitely playing with the idea of life and death. I mean, and part of what surprised me was that people were so upset about what was happening to the dogs, which is really like as if dogs are not killed in scientific experiments all the time, right? I mean, that's what medical research does. It kills animals, right? I mean, that's just the reality. But I mean, it'll be interesting to see if this is kind of repeated, what the political response will be.
But they would really be, then we would be zombies too.
Well, imagine theoretically, right? If, I mean, it is kind of like, if you project it theoretically into the future, it is kind of like sleeper technology. I mean, you're not really going to be a zombie because it's not like when you wake up, you're not going to have consciousness. You'll presumably be back to consciousness again.
But you called them zombie dogs.
I know, but that just sounded grabby.
It does. I thought it was very sexy. I don't know. I think it's kind of neat. I can't believe that W is going to let that go by.
Well, but I mean, I guess the question is like, I mean, surely there are some limits as to how long you can keep somebody at 7 degrees Celsius without the brain dying in some way, right? It's one thing to be clinically dead in terms of like your heart not beating, but
yeah. Oh, there's been all sorts of good movies like this though. What was that movie with Kiefer Sutherland? It was one. It was directed by Joel Schumacher, and Demi Moore was in it, and Rob Lowe, and he was like this mad scientist. And it was in the '80s.
Was that The Wild Boys or something like that?
No, it's Lost Boys. No. Should we pause it and I'll go look it up? No.
Flatliners or something?
Flatliners. That's it. Well
Where
done.
That? What dusty cranny of my brain did that come out of?
She's no zombie.
Okay, moving along. Kathy, you have something. You're our, I know nothing about fashion. I know nothing about design.
Oh, bull.
Yeah, well, you can tell by my very fashionable outfit that I'm wearing. You have something about jewelry.
Yeah, for those of people who are interested in bling bling, the next thing coming down is, rather than just regular diamonds, black diamonds. In fact, anything with jewelry, black. Very sort of black. I think black, more like black onyx. Remember black onyx?
No.
Do you remember that dads used to wear in the
70s? Yeah.
You know those little square rings, and they had little like gold triangles on them?
Mm-hmm. And just a kind of like the onyx was almost like a kind of almost like ebony in a way. It was very flat, kind of like it wasn't particularly shiny.
Yeah, but what they're saying with this stuff is that what's kind of unique about it and different is that the shape of the jewelry is more like tattoo inspired and more tribal inspired, so kind of jagged and a little bit dark and sort of jingly. And I don't know, I think it sounds kind of ugly myself. I like my diamonds wet, nice and white and crystal. But I don't know, what do you think?
I don't know, it sounds like is there a kind of a goth thing brewing? It sounds very goth or very Angelina Jolie or something.
Yeah, and it's I got it from a reputable source, so it is going to be, if you want some good forward-thinking bling-bling, that's the way to go.
But you know what I would do is get bling-bling like that that's cheap. Like, I don't think I would invest in a diamond like that. Like, if it was going to be something that was a trend, like, I could see getting costume jewelry to kind of take advantage of the trend and play with it a bit, but it seems like a weird investment for a diamond.
So hang on to your money.
Send us an email, thesniffer@technologian.org.